Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Well, I ran home from church tonight. We had revival. We're having revival three nights this week, and this is the second night. So I really hated that I missed the rest of the Dr. Marcus Cosby. He's from Texas. I mean, he is an awesome speaker. He's been coming to our revival for the last 10 years. So you know he's got to be good if we keep inviting him to come back. But I got here in time, got the computer working, and I'm so glad to see that you all have tuned in and to listen to with us tonight. And I thank you so much for that. Yes, I am Mary Hollister, your host, and I am delighted to know that you are supporting this ministry by tuning in each week. Well, what have you been dealing with today? How about yesterday? Well, God said, don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. There are so many things that are happening in this world makes us feel that we want to give up. And guess what? It seems like COVID is back again. If you notice that more and more people are wearing masks now. And I guess I'm going to start, I'm not sure when I'm going to get started, but I will start sometime soon. And just being cautious, and they said to make sure that you wear masks in large crowds. Well, there are things that are happening to people that I know, so I know it is back, but I'm hoping it doesn't get back to the degree that we have to spend the next year or two dealing with it. But I encourage you to, if you haven't taken your vaccination, please do. And also, keep your immune system up. Take things that will help you to build your immune system. I have this super, it's called Super C. That's C like in Charles. Super C that I take. And then what I do every now and then, I don't take it every day because it has a little bit of sugar in it. I try to watch my sugar intake. It is the emergency. Emergency has a whole lot of vitamin C and other things in it that will help you as well. So that is sometimes. And then what I do, if I know I'm going to be around a large crowd, I try to take the emergency. I don't like to say I don't take it every day. But I take maybe one or two before, I'm getting ready to get into that big crowd. The other thing, I just, one of our widows who is a nutritionist, I went to one of her sessions a week ago. And she mentioned that Ocean Spray has immune something, I forgot. But anyway, Ocean Spray has a juice that will help with your immune system. It has zinc in it. Zinc is one of the things that is in my Super C pill. It also has vitamin C and A, C and vitamin, okay, what's the other thing? Yeah. The vitamin D, that's what I'm supplying. And I am going to order again this year because during the winter months, I always get the elderberry. Elderberry is very good for immune system. I normally go do, it's an elderberry syrup. So you can do the gummy or you can do the syrup. And you can get it from Amazon.com. So I encourage you to please build your immune system up. Even though you have taken the vaccine, the booster, you still can catch it. But it does help that you have taken these things and sometimes you don't go through a lot of symptoms. I had a neighbor's sister who caught it in June and caught it again 2 weeks ago. She took all the vaccinations. The thing is, in June, this was during her birthday, she went out of town. I'm not going to say where, but she went out of town, came back and had it. And she had a lot of more symptoms then. She didn't have, this new virus, you don't have a fever and cough. But she had a problem with her very congested in her nasal passage. This time, someone that lives with her gave it to her. She did not have any symptom at all through the whole time. But she kept, whenever she went back to the doctor, she went to the doctor after a couple of weeks, and she still had it showing positive. So she had to continue to be quarantined. But she had no symptoms at all. So the vaccine does work. The other thing I wanted to mention, we just have to be careful and also be prayerful. asking God to keep his angels around us. So just knowing that it is out there, I don't think that it's going to be like it was in the last 3 years. But this particular virus, you don't have all the symptoms that you would normally have in thinking that you had it, and then you can get it and really spread it to someone very easily because you don't have those normal. You don't have the fever. You don't have the cough. You have also joints, a lot of joint pain. So just look at the CDC website and see the different symptoms and stuff so you can be aware. And just be careful. We have all got to be careful. I'm not saying that I'm fully going to be wearing masks again. Now, when I do go to exercise class, because the class before our class, the door is closed, and right after that class, ours is our class. So what I normally do is wear my mask then because of the room was already closed in with people exercising. But, you know, we don't know day to day what's going to happen in this world. So just be careful. I just want you to know that more and more people, I know you notice that have started wearing masks again. So just be very careful and make sure that you keep your immune system up. That's the most important thing. Well, getting back to what I asked that question, what are you dealing with today? How about yesterday? But what God says, don't throw in your towel in spite of what you might be going. When you are discouraged and ready to give up, here's what you should do. And this is coming from Hebrews 10:32. But call to remembrance the former days in which after ye were illuminated, yea, endure a great fight of affliction. I guess I could have gone and got the message version of that. But I'm getting it from this. I'm going to deal with the King James. But what should you do when you are feeling discouraged and dangerously close to doubting God's integrity? When you start thinking he just might not come through for you, or your family, or your friend, Hebrews 10:32 tells us what we are to do when we find ourselves in this situation. It says, but call it to remember the former days in which ye were illuminated. Now, the best thing to do when we are going through any different situation and we feel that God is not hearing us, or God is not going to answer our prayer or whatever, or he's not answering our prayer fast enough, it's so important for us to hit the rewind button. Because I know if you have lived, I am now 70, and I don't know what age you are. Some of you are older and some of you are younger. But just knowing that, just think about your life, throughout your life that you can remember things. God has came through for you before. I mean, sometimes it's always not the way that we want it, but he's come through for you before in many different ways, in health ways, financial ways, children problems ways, whatever. He did it before, he'll do it again. But sometimes we don't always agree with how he does it. We don't always we are impatient because we want it happen now. I know I'm one of those impatient person at times, and I sometimes say, Lord, why can't you speed it up a little bit? Why can't my blessing come earlier? I don't really go around saying that, but I'm serious. Sometimes I feel it. More than saying it. I don't speak it. But just know, don't throw in the towel yet. In this verse of scripture, it is written for believers who were so discouraged that they were tempted to give up and throw in the towel. But throwing away their strong position of faith that you had... you've been waiting for a long time for whatever you prayed for. to see God's promise come to pass. So you begin to feel discouraged and think that it's never going to happen. It's not going to come to pass. Well, just don't give up. This verse reminds us that we need that when this thing happens, the first thing we need to think about is when we first started believing in God, when we first became saved. You know, when you first became saved, honey, no one can tell you nothing that you weren't saved. You know all about God. You're at church or Bible study, and you just trying to just inhale all that stuff about how good God is and that you've been saved. So what this scripture always also telling you is that you need to hit the rewind button and remember how you felt then. I'm sure you were illuminated. Maybe you can't remember the time in your life when it was, if someone suddenly just flipped the light switch and turned on the light, removing the darkness from your eyes so you could see things clearly. That's exactly how we felt when you felt when you first experienced believing in God and felt that you were saved. So we must understand that we must not give up. We must, just like we saw the light then, we were illuminated by the truth, the spirit, flash of light upon us so strongly and made a permanent and lasting impression on our lives at that particular time. But we must continue to keep the faith. We never should give up. We should always believe that God will come to our rescue. He will never leave you or not forsake you. Do you remember the first time? Just think about it. The first time the word of God shoot through your being like a bolt of lightning, that you were illuminated with his spirit. How about the time, the first God, when you felt that God spoke to you, or you had that Holy Ghost experience? Just remember those things to help you to get back and believe that he still exists. That is precisely why Hebrews 10:32 urges us that we should remember the former days in which after ye were illuminated, how we felt back then. Just for a second, the computer here. Okay. And we also wanted to say the words. Okay. And we were filled with overflowing with joy, hope, and faith when we first experienced being saved. And I know we have gone through different types of changes and struggles, and where we sometimes become weary. We become weary about things that we are going through, our health, dealing with certain things that are happening to our children, our friends, our neighbors. But we must be strong in the Lord and pray without ceasing. Do not let the devil tell you otherwise. And not to throw in the towel. Sometimes when you are discouraged, it is good to hit the rewind button in your mind and drift backwards to early experience when faith was simply and life was uncomplicated. Do you remember the laughter and the joy you experience, it's good for you to rehearse these experiences, because they stir up and encourage you, and also it summons the strength for the battle that you are facing. And today we are facing a lot of battles. The stuff that is going on in the when you hear on the news, and it's really, we must pray for our children, because the things that they're going through in these schools these days, there's so many things that are happening. That some teachers are very caring and love the children, and there are some teachers that they just go for the money. Because if you heard about the paraprofessional and a teacher, that how they mistreated this young boy, locked him into the bathroom for 2 hours. And he's a special need child. Of course, they're going to have different things that they're going to be doing differently, because they're special needs. And I guess that they had no patience for him and locked him into the bathroom for 2 hours. Now, that is terrible to know that they would do something like that. I mean, and especially they know that these are special needs children. So they should not even be in the classroom with kids like that, in the school system, period, if they have no care for others. Things like that are happening. You see, it is so many things that are happening in the world, how the fires are all across the country, the flood, the rain. Now, you never heard of California having a hurricane for the first time in 25 years. Look what happened. There's so many things to really mess with your mind and get you to feel discouraged. And you want to give up because you don't want to, sometimes don't want to be in this world because of the things that are happening. And also, the worst thing that are happening for me right now, driving. The young generation, they are driving like a fool. I hate to say it. They're driving like a fool. I was coming from church, and you should see what this young person did. Came up on the side of me. I'm in my lane, but he wanted to get in front of me. So he comes off, into the... from the side of the part of the expressway to drive in front of me to get in front of me. I mean, he went over into the, where the grass was to get in, ahead of me. Now, I was driving pretty, regular speed. I wasn't slow, but he wanted to get where he wanted to go faster. So the way he came around me to get in front of me. The things that you now you have to make sure that you wait before you pull up and when you're at a traffic light, because you're going to see two or three people that's going to run the red light. These young people are so impatient. They do not want to. They want to keep moving. They don't want to stop at any lights or anything. They just want to keep them moving, and that can really discourage you. And put you in not even wanting to go out there because of what you deal with when you have to go out there. Tonight, coming into my subdivision, but I that was not something. You just have to be more careful. I could have had an accident, but thank God, God helped me to be able to see both ways. I was coming into my a neighborhood, really into my street. One car, they were doing some work in the street, and then they were getting ready to leave. I am watching out for the car that is coming out of the driveway. But, in the darkness, you don't see that flag that they put on the back of a truck if something is sticking out. All of a sudden, this big, long pole was almost... I almost hit that. I was so busy because They had both things going on at the same time. A truck coming out of the driveway, and in another driveway, a truck was coming, backing out. So I'm looking to the left and didn't look to the right immediately. Well, I did immediately to cause me from not running into that piece of stick that was coming out of the truck. So you have to be on guard at all times. You have to really be focused, prayed up, and just asking God to be there with you, because you can be very discouraged. But just like it says, you have to hit the rewind button and to remember what God has done for you. And that if you pray and believe that God will protect you through these different things that are happening in this world. Okay, let me continue. Also, it says in the scripture, you need to remember and never forget what it was like back in the early days, how your eyes were open and you really saw the truth for the first time. That's when you were first saved. And you saw that light. It was really, at that particular time, you felt great. You felt the joy, the hope, and the faith and love, because you were a new creature in Christ. And it also, the scripture calls you to remember how God first spoke to you and meditate on the promise he made to you. This will help you to get past the weariness that's trying to pull you down. Keep your dreams shining. Don't give up on life. Just think about that powerful illumination and revelation that lights your way through any darkness the enemy might bring against you, because the devil is busy and he's not going to stop. He might stop for a while, but he's going to revisit you again. So we have to be very prayerful, and also reading certain scriptures to help us to be strong. Psalms 91 I love, because it more or less tells you that God is your refuge and he will be there in all time of trouble in any situation. And we just must have faith that he will continue to get us through. So do not be discouraged and do not throw in the towel, because whatever you went through yesterday or today, God is still in control. He's still there and he will never leave you nor forsake you. But whenever you're dealing with something and doing something, commit to the Lord whatever you're doing, and he will establish your plan. Keep that as a scripture whenever you're getting ready to do something or call, make a phone call, letting God know that you are in control of that situation. So I hope that this will help you as far as rewinding the button and remembering that what he's done before, he'll do it again. He helped you once and he will not, he will continue to be there for you. We can always have faith in God. And Donna McKirk, I need you. I need you, Lord. Yes, you can say that and he will be there for you. But we must trust and just be patient in the way that he answers our prayers. The other thing I want to mention, I still, if you will go ahead, if you're attending the 20th year anniversary, if you will go ahead and purchase your ticket as soon as possible, right away, we'd like to try to get a number of people, at least by month end, so please go ahead and purchase your ticket on the website. It's very easily done and it's safely done. And if you're unable to come, well, we hope that you will make a donation to the ministry. And also you can do that online. And our website is nextchapterwidows.org. nextchapterwidows.org. That's O-R-G. As soon as you type in the next, it will chapter, it automatically pops up when you Google it. So you can go to events and purchase your ticket, and you just can go to donate and make a donation. And you can do that in a matter of less than, no more than 5 or 6 minutes. You can get it done, because all you just have to have your credit card handy to get that done. So it doesn't take long to take care of that online. If you want to pay by Cash App, if you don't want to go online, you feel a little more comfortable with Cash App. Cash App is the $ TNC, which is means the Next Chapter Widows, the next chapter. It's TNC, Widows, $TNC Widows with an S. So that's our Cash App. You can send us a check. Also, so please, we would like to get a number of the people that if you will be attending, because we do need a number for the caterer. And that will be very helpful. And I hope that you will invite other widows to the event as well. And we do have a couple of tickets, of hardship tickets. Just a couple. If you having a problem that $30 has become a hardship, but just knowing that we want you to support the ministry. And that is all I have for tonight. And we had a great, oh, I forgot. We had a great time. I was so busy talking about the virus. We had a great time on Saturday. We had a walk for widows sponsored by Linda Grant. And we had a successful walk. We had about 25 people, 17 adults, 8 children, and we walked and had lots of good. And when are you? Each time you walk, you got a raffle ticket, and you should have been there, because everyone got, whoever won the raffle, I mean, they got some great prizes. One was a 10-speed bike. One was, a purifier. Is that a purifier for your house? It was seats that you can use for the park. They had, let me see what else. I'm trying to think. A camper, if you like to go camping. It was a beautiful big camp. I mean, where you can go sleep under and whatever. It was just so many great and great gift cards. Not just like $5 or $10. It was good, larger amounts of gift cards that was given too. So all these raffles were very great prizes, and the weather was wonderful. And we had snacks, bananas and fruits and different things, and water for whenever you needed it when you came back from your walk. I mean, we had fun. It was really a pleasant morning. We just had a great fellowship, and the walk was a success. Really was a success. I think Brenda's going to be posting those pictures on the Facebook page. I haven't checked the Facebook page in the last couple of days. So you might just go to the Next Chapter Facebook page and see the pictures of the event, and it was wonderful, a very wonderful success. And Linda thanked all of you that supported her in this fundraiser. And it was, like I said, thanks again. And that is pretty much it that we have for tonight. If you need information regarding the 20th anniversary, please give me a call, and I will even walk you through the going on the purchasing a ticket or donation. It's easy to get done, and just call me and I'll be glad to walk you through it. It doesn't take long at all. And I hope that you will tell others about our celebration. I'm excited. We're going to have a wonderful speaker, Dr. Sarah Hurd Williams, and she has a TV show. If you're not familiar with, I think you, if you don't remember her, she's spoken to, she's been the speaker several times at our anniversary. But she took over her husband's show. Her husband is deceased, is a Bobby Hurd. And she continued the legacy of her husband's show. And she's a great speaker, and I'm excited about her being a part of this event. We're going to have a wonderful program that we have a wonderful program that we have put together. And the food, the breakfast is going to be great, very good breakfast. So the ticket for $30 is for the cost of the breakfast. And that is all I have. And I thank you again, once again, for tuning in each week. And be blessed and have a great week. And be careful out there in every way, not just with the COVID situation, as far as how these young people are driving. Just you got to keep your eyes. You got to look both ways and not to drive off from the traffic light immediately. And one thing that I did notice, they're so impatient. They're blowing behind you. If you don't move as soon as the light changes, someone is blowing their horn behind you. But you just take your time, because somebody's going to be running that red light, and you don't want to be caught up into that. So don't let no one push you into the street by blowing their horn. Just be careful, because, this, like I said, the world is changing each and every day, and we just have to be careful and prayed up and asking God to protect us. So be blessed and be safe, and knowing that God is able to take care of these situations. I know sometimes we say, when are you going to take care of some of these cruel people that keep doing things? But, you know, God has his timing and his ways, so we have to be patient and believe that he's working it. Sometimes we can't see what he's doing. It's because we are so caught up into all the things that are happening. But he has his way of taking care of these things, and will be taking care of these things in its own time. Be blessed and have a wonderful week. And I'll tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. And just know that he will love you forever and ever. If I can get this to play.